We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
So I love how confident you are. That's good. That makes for good radio. I appreciate that.
No, it does. He hates Tom Brady. So you play against that, right? And you know you can win a bet against that. Just like you could with a super fan of a team, right? So I hear you there. So let's go to Buccaneers training camp right now, Zach. What are we seeing? How is Tom Brady looking here in the early going? You know, you hear all the stories about how he's just been working nonstop to pick up the offense as fast as possible. Should Bucs fans expect to see the Tom Brady that they saw in New England? Or if not, how long will it take to see that player?
Yeah, and it's a complex question because I truly believe that he's going to be better this season in Tampa Bay than he was not only last season, the last few seasons with the Patriots just because of the supporting cast alone. However, you are talking about a very weird offseason. And again, I mentioned Bruce Arians has a hard playbook to pick up. It's very different than most other coaches as far as the amount of plays in it, the amount of reads on one play. I mean, every receiver could break off into like three different branches. So it's a lot to take in, but if anybody again can do it, it would be Tom Brady. I've tried to calm the Bucs fans locally by saying, listen, don't necessarily expect these Bucs to be firing on all cylinders week one at New Orleans, or even potentially the first few weeks. But I do expect them to be right up there with the elite teams in the league this year, you know, after that first month of play, assuming everything, you know, stays on track and you don't have major key elements missing because of injury or getting sidelined with COVID concerns. So I don't know about the first few weeks, but I think overall in the season, yeah, Brady's going to be fine with these guys. And even in those first few weeks, Mark, let's just say he hasn't picked the system up completely yet. He's going to be tossing it up to guys like Mike Evans, who can out-jump pretty much any DB you can throw at him, including Marshawn Lattimore for the Saints. You got Chris Godwin, who's a young receiver and excelled, easily a top 15 guy, arguably a top 10 receiver in the league. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. I mean, you got Rob Gronkowski, O.J. Howard, Cameron Brate, three very capable tight ends. One of those guys really should pop and have a big year. Your guess is as good as mine on which one it'll be. And then you add to a backfield where Ronald Jones, in his second year last season, the running back at USC, was able to take another big step in the right direction. You hope he can do it again this year and take an even bigger step. Hopefully he can get blocking down, because that was really his Achilles heel last season, what kept him off the field. But you bolster that running back room with a LeSean McCoy. You hope a Keyshawn Vaughn, the third-round running back out of Vanderbilt, can also help out in that category. And you're feeling really good if you're a Bucs fan and you're the Bucs, even though week one could be a little testy with the Saints and not as much prep for Brady in season one.
Zach Blobner of 95.3 WDAE, my former station in Tampa, Florida, joining us right now on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate. Zach, what have you learned about Tom Brady since he arrived in Tampa that you didn't know previously?
Oh, man, that's a good question. So first of all, he's been every bit of what we expected him to be as far as, you know, people being in awe. I mean, just getting excited to talk to the guy, like all the things you would think come along with the greatest quarterback of all time taking over the local team's football club. Like, that's all been true to the fact. As far as something that, like, I've kind of been caught off guard with, you know, really it was listening to the interview he had, and this isn't from anything we've seen on the field or even us personally in the media locally talking to him, but he did that, what, like 3-hour interview with Howard Stern, right, at the beginning after he was traded, or not traded, after he signed with Tampa Bay and that whole thing went down. He did a long form interview with Howard Stern, and I felt like there was a lot of things that came out there. He was very open about, you know, his personal life and quote unquote locker room talk and some of the jokes about Gronkowski walking around naked and just being like, you know, exactly what you would expect Gronk to be. But then he also went on to talk about his marriage. And I give him a lot of credit for being open and vulnerable about some struggles that he went through with his wife and how they went to couples therapy and that they had to work through a lot of things. And I think for Tom Brady from the outside looking in, we all like to crack jokes about how, oh, he was a cheater. He deflated balls. And there's this atmosphere, if you're not a fan of the Patriots, or at least the last 20 years, where he might not be that good of a guy to root for. But then you start to listen to some of these stories, he's opening up more. And I truly do feel like he's a good dude. And I don't know if I would have known that until he got to Tampa.
Yeah, I feel the same way. And you could just the excitement for this season is so palpable right now, man. It is just, I feel it from South Carolina. It is just incredible. So we'll close with this. When all is said and done, will this team be considered in December as a viable Super Bowl contender?
I believe so. I believe that they will be in the playoffs. I don't necessarily think that they're going to beat the Saints outright, but I think by the end of the year, they'll be playing at, if not better than the Saints level, and that they would get in as a wild card regardless of winning the NFC South. So I think there's a lot of people that are probably overhyped on them now. And I think, again, you're going to see some struggles those first few weeks because of this weird offseason. And those expectations are going to come down. And then that pressure is going to be put on Tom Brady and the team to really step up their game. And as usual, I expect Tom Brady to do what he's done for two decades, step up to the plate and start hitting home runs with this football team. So I fully expect them to be a Super Bowl contender by the time December rolls around, assuming, again, that we make it to that point.
Yeah, I'm saying, man, fingers crossed. The city of Tampa deserves the excitement that is coming their way for so many years. And, again, everything post-Super Bowl in 2002 as well. It has been a rough patch for some wonderful people in Tampa Bay. Zach Blobner is an on-air personality for 95.3 WDAE. Appreciate the time as always, Zach. Thanks so much, pal. Please stay safe, all right?
Absolutely. Good luck on that bet, Mark. We'll talk to you.
I'm not going to need luck. No, I'm not going to need that luck, man. Not going to need that luck, Zach. Appreciate it, buddy. Take care. All the best.
Way to throw some doubt right at the end there, because you don't wish someone luck if you are certain that it's going to happen. So
I'm certain.
Just saying.
I'm talking about him.
I'm talking about Zach. You don't wish someone good luck if you're certain they're going to win the bet.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. There you go.
So I do have a question, though. So what happens, and this is going back to how you were in the first segment. I'm trying not to go there. So let's say the season is cut short. So whatever the record is, if the season is cut short,
then
the bet happens. Okay.
Sure.
All right.
Sure. Yeah, and if it's a tie, nobody wins. And I owe you one lunch because of the stupid Lakers game with no Lou lemon pepper.
Yeah, you can make all the excuses.
With no lemon pepper Lou, I lost the game. You know, so that was the problem there. That was the issue. All right, coming up next on the show, why don't I give you some betting leans on the very biggest games in college football this year? That's coming up on the flip side right here on Offsides. We are ESPN Upstate. It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Let us get to your texts. Uh-oh, Lonzo, throw the flag. Zach, please throw a flag on both for Lonzo and Mark for having a guest on and getting caught up in their own pettiness. I had fun with that personally. I don't know about you. I thought that was
fun. Hey, Texter, when you have your own show, then you control how things go.
Oh, diddumch. Let's see. Texter says, I know we will not complete a season of football until the political rhetoric ends, allowing individuals to catch the virus and admit life as we know it will not end. That text coming in from Neil. Mark Ryan, why are you silent when it comes to the NHL? Over 7,300 COVID-19 tests, all positive. That must mean all negative. Canes swept the Rangers. If you give love to the Swamp Rabbits, do the same for the Canes. The NHL rocks. We'll get to some NHL here. And yeah, the NHL, has just like the NBA, has been slaying it with their testing. Why? They're in a bubble. They're in a bubble and the bubble works, right? NHL, MLS, NBA, thumbs up. MLB, thumbs down. So why in the hell then are college football and the NFL trying to go down the MLB road? I mean, there should be massive flashing signs that the road is closed ahead of you, okay? You need to take an alternate route, and they're not doing it. And it is the weirdest thing in the world to me, man. Absolutely, positively weirdest thing in the world. So we posted a poll on our ESPN Upstate Twitter page, and we asked you the following question. Will college football be able to play and finish its season this fall? Thus far, the results are making me very, very, very miserable, Markish. No is the answer given to by 59% of respondents thus far in the early going. 41% say yes, college football will be able to play and finish a season.
Aren't you glad all those negative people aren't in charge? Come on. Be positive. Look outside. The sun is shining. We can be positive. We can believe. If enough of us believe, it will happen.
Lonzo, I can believe that I can win an exhibition fight against Mike Tyson. I'm not sure what that's going to do for me, what that belief is going to do for me the first time one of his punches hits my solar plexus.
I got to say that I believe you could too. And I think all the listeners would agree with me that they believe that you could also win against Mike Tyson, and we need to make it happen.
We need to make it happen, ladies and gentlemen. And Lonzo, I believe that you could beat John Bones Jones. And so my belief in you is strong.
Here's the
thing.
And
so we could
beat John Bones Jones. He may win the fight, but then it will be taken away from him after they find out that he was juicing or on cocaine or something like that. So, and then I will get the money for the fight and then get the win. So, yeah, I'm good with that.
John Bones Jones would turn you into a pretzel that is sold for $5.99 at a concession stand.
I would like to say that I'd at least go for $6.99, but, you know.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Really, really interesting stuff in the world of sports going on right now. And with college football, you kind of see this outside looking in, and at least we have plans now, folks. At least we have a plan, and at least we are acting on that plan. Another thing I want to get to here is I was thinking about this the other day. In your opinion, who in sports has the most punchable face? The most punchable face in sports. If I asked you that question, whenever you see this person's face, you just want to take out some frustration on it. You wish for anything. You could sucker punch this particular person for whatever reason. But certain people, let's be honest, they just have faces that beg for you to punch them. You know, that they're very smirk.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And smug and smiling nature creates a response from you, elicits a violent response from you. Right,
that's,
and you can't
that's
help
so
it.
Easy for me. I mean, you've already mentioned his name, so.
Wait a minute. We will get to ours. But I, you know, it's interesting to me. I was thinking about this because there was a player that flashed on the screen a couple nights ago, And I'm like, that is one of the most unlikable people I think I've ever seen in my life. One of the most unlikable people. John Bones Jones, many people say, the aforementioned John Bones Jones in this segment, a very unlikable person, right? But the question to you is, who has the most punchable face in all of sports, all right? Lonzo and I will share ours with you, and we'll take yours coming up next right here on Offsides with Mark Ryan. We are ESPN Upstate. All right, it's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. So we're asking you the question, if you could have a free punch to the jaw, anyone in sports, right? Get out of jail free card. Who, in your opinion, has the most punchable face in sports? That face that just begs for your five knuckles. All right, which face is that for you? 1-844-477-3776, 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number. Check on our text line. Hey, for Lorenzo, I'd do my own show, but I would have to drive that micro machine you call a muscle car with that kind of pay cut. Moving on. Next texter says,
wow, that was very, very true.
Patrick Beverly for sure for me, Mark. Patrick Beverly, for sure, is the guy with the most punchable face. I would love him if I played with him, but from the outside looking in, his face begs for a barrage of punches. I actually met Patrick Beverly when I lived in Houston previously. This was circa 2017. He played for the Rockets at that time. I couldn't believe how nice he was off the court. He is a dog on the court. But the thing is, the players, the people that I'm thinking of, you want to punch them whether they're on your team or the other team, right? And you're not allowed to punch him if he's on the same team as you. All right, Lonzo, so who do you got? The most punchable face in all of sports. If you could get a free jab into the kisser when nobody's looking, who would you do?
I think this is obvious. It would be Tom Brady, because you talk about smug and he looks smug no matter what, especially when he just broke his phone or he just deflated. I would punch him right in his dimpled chin. I wish I would have played against him back in the day.
Are you offering a second dimple for free? Buy one, get one free dimples on the chin?
Multiple dimples.
You will provide an additional dimple for him at no extra charge?
You know, certain kind of bruising can make dimples go away.
Is that so? All right, folks. Here is my most punchable face in sports. Are you ready? Bryce Harper. God, that. Oh my God. This. I would like to punch him so hard that hair of his flops all over the place. All right. This guy is arrogant. Thinks he's better than everybody else. Makes a ton of money and never produces up to the merits of his contract. Right. He's got one of the best contracts in baseball. You talk about the most famous athletes in the world, and you look at the top 100. Baseball has only one guy in the top 100, and it's Bryce Harper. Why? Why is it Bryce Harper? When has Bryce Harper ever lived up to the billing of what he's supposed to be? Nobody likes him. His teammates don't like him. And whether you play with him or against him, that prima donna baby wants, you know, asks for it. And I'll tell you what, I don't know if you remember this, Lonzo. Eric Jarenko, GM of the Greenville Drive, came on the show and he said, I couldn't stand this guy. Like, I had to deal with him for some sort of tournament, and it was the biggest prima donna we've ever seen. I would like to make that hair flop nonstop. Texter says, LeBron James and the face he makes when he wants a foul called. Another texter says, Matt LaFleur, without a doubt, a disgrace to the Packer Nation. Matt LaFleur, head coach of the Packers, the punchable face. And then another texter says, Kyle Busch and LeBron James. That text comes in from Brian. Most punchable face in sports, Mark Ryan? I say Paul Feinbaum, a texter says. And yes, I am a Clemson fan. You know, I was thinking about this because of Rob Brown's tweet about Grayson Allen the other day. And he's on the medal stand of most punchable faces in sports. But for me, it's got to be Bryce Harper. Hey, come here, Bryce. I got a little something-something for you, my man. All right, we're going to shift gears now and not talk about that anymore because in the next segment, a 9-year-old joins the show. That's next. This is Offsides, ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.